Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
Ooh, oh, hey, ring the alarm. It's another Dope Town 3000. We are that podcast that gives you freestyle hip hop, improv comedy, storytelling, fusion. We got Zora B. Kangaga. We got Sean motherfucker Fisher. We got me, Greg Smith. And we're going to start this episode the way we start every episode, just to warm up our freestyle muscles. We're going to turn to Twitter.
Yes, gentlemen, I've got Twitter trending topics for the day. I'm going to say them out to you, and you let me know if any of them sound good to you as inspirations for a freestyle. Hashtag bad habits.
Oh.
Hashtag in a world with no Twitter. Hashtag Sunday thoughts. Saturday thoughts. My apologies.
How dare you?
I know, right? Now they know it's fake. hashtag Catterday. There's a lot of NCAA stuff going on as well.
What did we like?
I'm intrigued by either bad habits or a world with no Twitter.
I like bad habits.
Yeah, I think I like bad habits, although I do find the latter intriguing.
Mm-hmm. Intriguing. The concept is very...
It is very intriguing, but not enough to be the chosen one.
Sorry, why, did you just grow a beard?
Yes.
Like a long, long.
Indeed. Indeed, I have...
Where'd you get that gnarled staff?
Twas grown out of my finger.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Zora, why did a bunch of cups that could be the Holy Grail just appear behind you?
I am eternal!
I agree, but could you close that like planar rift that's slowly developing behind you?
You are coming with me. You two are the chosen ones.
The chosen ones?
Ones. Yes.
Perfect.
Verily I say unto thee. Verily.
I don't know if you know what that means.
Verily! You see, verily! Verily!
Who's that? Verily!
Verily!
You guys, know when you're in the grocery section, you go to the Verily.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, black people, you know, they be driving like this. But
Verily!
Verily! They be like... Anyway,
oh, man, that's a bad habit we have, is going off on tangents.
It's true.
But solid segue,
yeah,
kings.
It is a solid segue. Let's let's freestyle
do it. Bad habits.
Yep.
Yo, without fail, the worst habit I have is biting my nails. Yeah, no, I know that shit ain't beautiful. I'm gnawing it like down to the cuticle. Yeah, man, do not even judge. I bite at my fingers until I see blood. Until I feel pain, I know it's insane. But I get that itch in the back of my brain. A bad habit, I'm sorry, man, but I have it. I know, man, when I see a nail, I gotta grab it. I know that I don't want it to be brief. I know I want it to be in my teeth. Yeah, I know it's right. Every night, all night, all night, I'm gonna bite and bite and bite till that pain always lingers. I'm just stubbed down, nubs on all fingers. Yeah, that's just a bad habit. Yeah, that's just a bad habit. That's just a bad habit. It's a bad habit. It's a bad habit.
It's a bad habit.
Okay, I would do it in the night, do it in the morn. I would eat a bunch of popcorn. You don't need to ask me why I would eat the snack food until I died. Yes, yes, I'm in trouble, motherfucker. Give me some of that salt and the butter. Yeah, popcorn makes me feel groovy. Gotta get a big bag if I see a movie. And guess what? It does not agree with me. Yes, it makes my stomach go twisty, twisty, topsy, turvy, curvy. It's gonna murder me. But still at the concession line, I'm swerving, G. I'ma get that popcorn upright. You don't have to put me into a fucking fight. Yes, yes, that is my forlornment. Always gonna be addicted to popcorn, kid. That's a motherfucking bad habit. That's a bad habit. If you got the Chicago corn, I gotta have it. Caramel and cheddar, man, that's a bad habit.
bad habit. I'll tell you what's my bad habit. I'm a fucking addict. Oh shit. Yeah, it's so whack. I do all the heroin, do all the crack. Oh shit, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't call it. I'm the crack and also alcoholic. Oh yeah, need shit, man. Yeah, need some loving. Yeah, cause I need the fucking substance. Yeah, I do that shit all day. Went to all the millions, went to the AA, went to the NA. Oh, went to that shit. Yeah, I got the boss of these now. I'm addicted to coffee. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm such an asshole, but guess what? Gotta fill the hole. Gotta fill the hole from the fucking start. Gotta fill the hole in my fucking heart. Oh, yeah, yeah. It came from the fucking dearth. It came from my earth. Yeah, it's that fucking bad aesthetic. Yeah, cause it's also nurture and fucking genetics. It's genetics. It's fucking pathetic. I did that shit, man. I did fucking pet it. Yeah, I don't forget it. Oh, no. I got some bad breath. I fucking died. That's my death. Bad habit. Bad habit. Bad habit. Bad habit. Bad habit. Bad habit.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. And we're back. And with us today is our wonderful guest. You might have seen him on the UCB House team, Outside Dog. You also are familiar with him through Campfire Media Zone. I'm 2FN High. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for the great, the wonderful, the powerful, Mr. Matt Newell.
Hey.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Very powerful.
You're welcome, man.
The powerful.
Yeah, I'm very
powerful.
I did stronger than I look.
Yeah, I did want to point out that you did insist on being elevated from us as we record.
Well, that's right. Yeah.
He's sitting about four inches taller.
I am. That's what talk show hosts do, I hear.
Is that
just
right?
To give them, I think so. I've heard that. They sit slightly higher than their guests.
Oh, I believe that for sure.
I believe it too. Jay Leno is like the most powerful man I can think of.
Mm-hmm. And that's your, you know, he's not a talk show host anymore, right? Have you heard the news?
Every day at 11:30.
I love Carson.
I watch the Steve Allen show.
Jerry Springer, you know. The most powerful, influential man.
You know. Yeah.
Zora, were you doing an impression of? Yeah. What was that?
Yeah, you know.
Were you picking?
I was picking some fucking like old. I was going with like a mid-century, like
well,
a mid-century,
mid-century
white, like a mid-century white man voice.
Yeah.
Is what I was thinking. Yeah.
Like a mid-Atlantic sort
yeah,
of. Like this a, kind sorry. Of thing.
Yeah. See? Yeah.
Yeah.
My name's Jay Leno. See?
Jay Leno. Yeah.
I like denim and cars.
Yeah.
See?
I'm going to rub them out.
Yeah.
Someone's going to break up these unions. Oh, shit. But Matt, we have you on today in hopes that you have a dope-ass story that you could regale us with.
Yeah, I hope this is dope enough.
We'll decide.
Who's powerful now?
Oh, shit.
I went. Oh, no, it switched. I was just to tell you about the time I went skydiving.
Fuck yeah.
This was last June, so it hasn't been quite a year yet where I did this. I went. It was my girlfriend, or my fiance now, but at the time was my girlfriend.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Her and her best friend share a birthday one day apart, so June 24th and either 23rd or 25th. I'm not sure when Catherine's is, but they always have like joint. They try to do things together. Last year they went on a hike up and like went camping for a few days, and so this year they said, "Do you want to go skydiving?" So Catherine, first Mary comes home and she asks me. Let me tell you something about Catherine. First of all, she's like more adventurous than I am.
Just to clarify for the listener, Mary is your fiance.
Yeah, sorry. Mary is my fiance, and Catherine is her best friend. Yes. They grew up together. They went to high school together, and A few years ago, too, I went to visit Catherine's. I'm trying to backtrack a little bit. Catherine's parents live in Northern California, and her dad he swims long distances, like from Alcatraz to the shore or across the Rio Grande or something like that. I don't know if that one's true, but he has done the Alcatraz.
It's like cross country, but swimming.
Yeah, like one time, like relay stuff. Like it'll be like four guys, and they'll swim for 24 hours straight out into the ocean, and they'll have to switch off, and they'll have someone there giving them gel to eat. So this is a whole thing, and then we went to visit them, and he was like, "We're gonna go swim under the Golden Gate Bridge." It was Thanksgiving.
Whoa,
it was freezing. And
lengthwise,
just swim from a little bit. So we did that. I did that, and it was terrified.
Great sharks under that.
There are great sharks. They're great white sharks. There had been a sighting like a month before we did it. And so I he was like, just jump in. Fuck. Anytime you want to get out, just wave. The boat will come get you. I jumped in. I was, first of all, it's like 40 degrees. Yep. Mm-hmm. I have a wetsuit on, but it feels like you're having a heart attack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I jump in. I swim for maybe 10 seconds. And then I wave my hand, and I'm done. and I can't do it. Because you
absolutely.
Can't. It's just black.
Yeah.
The water, you cannot see this, like an inch under the water.
It's
and
terrifying.
All I was picturing was sharks just circling yeah. me. Looking, I look like a big seal.
No, it's all shark. It's all great white sharks and people who jumped off of that bridge.
Yeah, it's all corpses I mean, and
not,
sharks.
Yeah. yeah not to right. get dark, but like that's... That's terrifying.
It was terrifying, but I have a really great photo of it. So that's our that's our dynamic. So like okay. last year, she's like, Catherine Mary comes home. She's like, Catherine wants to do skydiving. Will you do it? And I was like, and I always said I would not do it, mm-hmm. but I don't know what I don't know why I said I was like I instantly just said yes, and then she's like, we're gonna go in a couple days. We have to sign up and we have to watch this video, and I was the days leading up to it, I was so afraid of. But I know I couldn't back down. And so we go there, and you have to watch this video that tells you how stupid it is. You essentially watch this video. It's also...
Why are you here?
Yeah. They send you this from the... It's like a VHS video perfect. That has been digitally, but it's still the same. It's like this guy yeah. from the 80s explaining that what you're doing is dangerous. People die all the time. You understand that this is stupid and all this stuff. And I was like, what am I doing? And I'm like texting them. I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. This
guy's picturing like
me.
Synth with Zubaz. Just like the thing about airplanes.
That's yeah. Yeah. it's but without the level of humor. It was like, this is serious. You're don't do this. You're also it's out in this place called Paris, California. Mm-hmm. It's like an hour drive out in the desert. And you go there in the morning, and you got to take a brief. You don't really have to do it. They don't teach you anything. you just sign a bunch of things. So we get there. And it's the three of us, and I'm trying to remember. It was like a 2 hour wait before we could do it. So you go there, and there's a bar there. But you're not allowed to drink beforehand. You can drink after. But there's also a swimming pool, and you're sitting out there waiting for them to call your name, and there are just planes taking off, and then just people falling down, and then planes taking off. It is so surreal to just sit there and wait for your turn. Ooh. And then they pair you up with someone who's roughly your, like, matches your weight. So they weigh you, and they pair me up with this guy named Irish. He wasn't named Irish. His name was Sean. But he went by Irish because he was Irish.
That's
He goes, hey, my name's Sean, but everybody calls me Irish. We're going to fucking rock this, man. And I was like, oh, my God. So we put these little suits on. He kind of explains what to do. He does this thing where he's like, as soon as we jump out, you kick your legs back like a scorpion. So you put your legs between his legs because he's strapped to the back of me.
Yeah.
So I'm supposed to kick my legs out through his. And like,
oh,
you can't see this, but like my knees are bent like a scorpion's tail.
Does
that make sense?
It's like you're taking your head and trying to touch your feet with it going backwards.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Yes. Yes. So he's like, when we jump out, you'll do that for a little bit when we're falling. And then when I tap, you're going to let go of your straps and I'm going to pull the thing. He was also tapping me for a while. I'm skipping ahead a little bit. But I remember this. He was like, I was like, because I would not let go. I would only do the tail part. I wouldn't do the hands because I was like this. Anyway, before we get to that, he tells me all these rules, what we're going to do. And so we go up there. We go up in the plane. There's other people with us too. Mm-hmm. And I forget how high we're going. 12,000? But we have like a altimeter on that tells me how high we are, and we're so we get in the airplane. It's me, Catherine, and Mary, and we're all strapped to people. And I said I have to go first because I can't watch you guys fly out the window, and then I'll say no. So I was like, I have to go first, but of us three. But the other thing that was we're halfway up at 6,000 feet. One dude just goes.
What?
And I was like, why did that dude go? And he's like, oh, it's cheaper.
Stop
so,
it.
Because he's trying to get his hours. He went by himself. Like, he was trying to get his hours in. And if you don't go as high, you don't have to pay for the fuel, as much fuel. So you can get more jumps in. You'll get down faster. And everything was blowing, like, this whole world was blowing my mind. I asked Irish, I was like, how many of these do you do? And he goes, as many as they'll let me. And he lives there. He traveled from Ireland to California because he can jump more days of the year. You can't jump every day in Ireland because of the weather.
Yeah.
But in Southern California, like, he's like, I can jump almost every day here. And they all, they're like these traveling jumpers who just live around jump sites in campers or tents.
It's like, it's like a lifestyle for them.
Yeah, it's like, it's like surfers or...
So we're talking dudes who, like, kitted out of a school bus and they live in that now.
Yep,
like,
and then they wake up in the morning, they jump 30 times a day or whatever, or I don't know how many.
6,000 feet's when I'm pulling my fucking parachute, not jumping out of the plane.
So the time comes, he opens the door, and we kind of waddle over to the door because he's on me.
Yeah.
And he tells me, he's like, when a door opens, just... get it like a ball and just kind of roll. You're going to roll out. And
you're going to, like, what? You,
like
get in a ball, roll out,
like
splay your legs.
I'll squat down on my leg, on my, like, squat on my feet. And the big door opens, and I kind of just make sure I'm bent and roll out. Does that make sense? Like an egg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
just,
he can't push me. Like, I have to do it.
Yeah.
And that was the worst of it. Like that moment where I saw the sky and I was like, I'm just about to jump out of a fucking plane.
Yeah.
And I'm like so afraid. And then as soon as I do it, it is not fun. it's not like you're flying. You don't feel like, because you always see the movies where they're just like whoosh, and they're looking at each other. It's like you're falling down. You're just spinning upside down.
You're spinning?
You're like, my arms are going you're falling downstairs for 10 seconds. Like, you're just going like this. And you can't catch your breath. You don't know what's up. And then he's like, do the thing. He's like, do Scorpion. And I go, and I'm like, okay. And I do it. And then we kind of level out. And he's like, he's like, you're doing great, man. You know,
For the listener, Matt did like rock.
I did rock hands.
Like, he's like, fuck yeah, don't you love this? Like,
so I'm like, we're like, once we're kind of like leveled out a little bit, it's not fun either because it feels like, mm-hmm. like you can't breathe because it's all going up your nose and mouth,
mm-hmm.
and you can't like talk to him. There's no mics. He's just like tapping you and stuff. And as soon as you do the parachute, that's when it was like chill. As soon as the thing came out and he was like, whoa, I was like, and it took me like a good 10 seconds to catch my breath, and I just started cursing. I was like, holy shit, that was crazy. And he was laughing a lot at me because I was so afraid. And then he let me control it, which was cool. But he also did a couple. He's like, do you like roller coasters? And I was like, yeah. And then he started spinning the parachute. Yeah, and I was like, nope. That's okay.
I just found out no.
I guess I don't like him. And then the landing was the other part. You just had to like lift your legs up and land on your butt, and he'll slide you in on the grass.
Yeah.
That was it. And I got to the ground, and then I saw Mary and Catherine come right after me, and I was like on a high for like 5 hours. Like I had like an adrenaline rush, and then I slept so hard that night.
Yeah.
That's the story.
God. Oh. That
is there any questions?
Sweaty. Yeah, that was a visceral story for me.
Yeah,
it's very scary.
How did Mary and Catherine fare?
Good. They said it was weird to see me leave the plane first.
Yeah.
They were just like, well, it was like watching me. Mary says like she said it like she just watched me die for a moment. She was like, oh, it was just gone.
Yeah,
it's like. Yeah, and they did fine. Catherine had done it before, which I didn't know. She did it over the ocean. I was like, this isn't, like, why are you doing this for your birthday then? Like, right. Why are you making me do it? Mary was very afraid, but she's more adventurous than I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Catherine's that friend where it's like, we, for no other reason, would be here if it weren't for Catherine suggesting.
Oh, yes. Mary was like game to do it, but I don't know if...
Not the one setting it up and being like, guys, for my birthday, we're going skydiving.
Exactly right. No, that's Catherine saying, for my birthday, you're going skydiving. Yeah.
Wow.
But I also would... I love that I did it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very happy I did it.
But you wouldn't do it again.
I wouldn't do it because I'd done it. Like, yeah. Yes, I'm not going to do it. I don't know now. Like, I would do it again, maybe. I think I could get talked into it because it's less afraid. I would not jump in the water again. That was, I think I was more scared in the water.
Swimming in San Francisco?
The shark.
Yeah. That's fair.
I don't know what she's talking about, walking some long trail.
Appalachian Trail?
No, it was, she wants to climb Kilimanjaro?
Perfect. Oh.
No, that's an impossible one, right? Which one's like
Everest is the super impossible one. Kilimanjaro, I think, is more doable.
It's doable?
Still difficult.
Yeah. It's a fun named mountain.
Kilimanjaro
is a fun thing to say.
Yeah. Kilimanjaro.
Right? Like, it just doesn't.
I killed the man.
Named.
And put him in a jar.
Jar.
Oh. Yeah. I didn't know that's where it came from. Yeah.
That's right. It's this old Kenyan man that speaks English. And
loves
but has an, he has an accent.
Yeah, he still has an accent.
Kilimanjaro.
And he named. Yep. That's why.
I love it. Dope.
Wow. So I guess my follow-up question is, so the high lasted for, like, you said, like, 5 hours afterwards.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's what people get addicted to, you know, as far as, like, this Irish guy? I mean, this guy seems like someone who, because I didn't know it was sort of, I didn't know that was the after effect of skydiving. And so do you feel like maybe people get addicted to it and can get addicted to it after having that feeling for 5 hours?
I think so. And I think it's, I mean, you probably don't get that. It's like any drug. The first time is always going to be the sure. most mm-hmm. intense. Yeah. You're always chasing that. But I think it's just like that extreme. I think there are just people like that who just like that, like bungee jumpers. Australians in general are like that.
Yeah.
Just X game people, you know?
Yeah. X game people.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Descriptive.
Yeah, you know,
I'm not an X
people.
Game person.
They should just move the X Games to Sydney.
I'm a Tony Hawk's pro skater person.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Oh, all right.
Are you like, do motorcycles, would you, anybody here ride a motorcycle?
Nope.
No, never.
I have, yeah.
But would you buy it with?
I almost bought one.
So
yeah,
you might be an X gamer.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I'm vibe.
Guys,
you know what
I'm half Australian.
I believe it. I'm half X game.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
so
half,
weird.
Half X game.
Just one of the lines.
Yeah, it's just a V.
Exactly.
Slash. Oh, I like your version of
nice.
It.
Oh,
I went
I like,
top half.
I
split
like, yeah.
it this way.
I like your version.
V gamer.
Yeah. I almost bought one a long time ago, and my dad used to have a motorcycle when he was younger, and he was like my age at that time, and he just begged me not to get one because he got in a bad wreck. And he's like the most reckless person that I know. And he was like, don't do it. And I was like, oh, I should listen to him because he's never warned me against anything. So anyway, not to go on a tangent about that. But
best advice I ever got from someone who's like, if you're the type of person who thinks you like a motorcycle, just get a doorless Jeep. Like same feeling of wind going by you,
sure.
same off-road outdoor
safer.
Adventure
just
kind
of
thing.
Just more of a box around you, so you don't.
Yeah, and you can
yourself.
Enjoy it with more people. Like, so if you're the kind of person who likes going on,
you can't split lanes though, man.
Yeah,
you can't split
true.
Those lanes.
Oh,
those
you
lanes.
Can split them on purpose.
You can make them.
You can
yeah.
make
them
split. But yeah,
you can't make out on the back of it.
Right,
like backwards, no. like.
Yeah, that's true. You have to put the seat down, and everything is very uncomfortable.
Sidecar, it looks weird.
Ooh, that's mm-hmm. true
on a Jeep.
A little side Jeep on the side.
Side Jeep.
A little tiny Jeep. Yeah.
That would be so bizarre.
Three
what
lane Jeep.
Yeah.
It's like, does that Jeep have a growth? What's happening?
Cool, man. I think I'm ready.
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
I think I'm ready too.
Awesome, Matt. Dope story.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Now I don't really care if it gets me killed. I'm the type of person always seeking that thrill. Yes, I don't care if I'm jumping off a ridge or if I'm jumping off San Francisco's Golden Gate Bridge. We're about to swim in the water. I don't care if it results in my slaughter. I don't care if it, without a fright, I bark. I don't even care if beneath the ocean depths I get to swim into the mouth of a shark. My name is Catherine.
Oh, yes. You know I'm so glad. Yeah, I'm gonna be
in the water. I'm your dad, yes. I'm hanging out with my daughter, yes. I hope we're gonna go under the Golden Gate in his boat. Hey. Yeah, I don't care if it's dark. Don't care if there's bodies in that shit and it's filled with a shark. Don't care. Don't care. Oh shit, I'm so bold. I'm so fucking bold. And I'll go in that water cause it's so damn cold.
Yo, I'ma do this shit till I got my dentures. Oh, fuck, man. Do I love living life with a little bit of
adventure?
Man, I need it. I need it in the worst way. So I obligate my friends to do crazy shit on my birthday. Cause my name's Catherine. Yeah, people don't even understand what the fuck is happening. Yeah, take them up in the plane and then we'll just draft, man. Right on the wind. Oh, man, I hope that you will go in. Here is an invite. I'm gonna send RSVP. You and a friend, let's
hey, yeah, you're so scary. That's why you're my best friend. My name is Mary. Oh, yes. Yes, I won't pretend. I'm gonna hang out with this dude. Yeah, he's my boyfriend. But later on, we're gonna get engaged.
Well, man, that is okay. And that's great. We'll celebrate together because our birthdays are only a day apart. Yeah, put them like up on a chart. Yeah, sure, they're different days, but let's not be focused on that part. Let's celebrate together.
Hi, hi. It's me jumping on the track. I'm a little more chill. Last name Newell, first name Matt. Okay, think about this. Have we stopped to consider this activity's risk? Is that something that is even on the docket? Just jumping.
Oh, you're so... I want to put you in my pocket. But look, I know how you feel. You give me so much sex appeal. Oh, yeah. You know just how I feel. We do scary ass stuff. And you are the third wheel on our scary adventures.
Third wheel on our scary ass stuff. You're the third wheel on our scary ass stuff. Hey, third wheel, and it's always too tough, and it's always too rough, like that scary ass stuff.
Yeah, you are the third wheel. You're such a tiny dancer. My best friend, we are both fucking cancers. Yeah, yeah, we're no not policy. Cartoons. Guess what? Because our birthday's at the end of June.
Oh, I get it. Oh, I get it. Now you've given me some hope. You're not talking about the disease. You're talking about the horoscope.
Yes.
I was afraid of that. You weren't talking about being a tumor or anything like that. You were talking about the Zodiac.
That's right.
Fine.
Zodiac. Offer no apology. Not talking about benign and malignant. It's all astrology.
Hey.
Anyway, you and me, I know it's insane, but I want us to go out to this place called Paris and get in a plane.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Get
Paris.
In a plane and
yeah,
jump right
out. Yeah, it caused glee. It's not Paris, France. It's nope. Paris with a fucking E.
Yes, Paris.
Oh. Yeah, Paris or two R's.
Yeah.
I know how to spell, man. I'm not like Dar. It's P-E-R-R-I-S.
Yes.
We're gonna go to the 909. Yes, that is the best.
Before you go skydiving, gotta pass the test. And yes, yes, the production values aren't great, but I digress. Put the VHS tape into the machine. And I'm the host, and you know I'm about to get a bit mean. Yes, 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 make sure that you're not hesitating. No scoring. This is less a fun VHS tape and more a stern warning. This shit is really scary.
Yeah.
This shit is
no
really
ladies.
Scary.
This safety tape hasn't been updated since the 80s. Yeah. It hasn't been updated. Not never since. It's got all kinds of like xylophones and also the synth.
Let me see. This is a video from 1983.
Hey,
here is the thing that you need to understand. When you're up in the air, don't let it get out of hand.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. It won't like hurl. Oh, shit. I'm a black student. I got a Jerry curl because it's the 80s. It's the 80s video. It's not like on the Vimeo.
Well, my name is Craig, and I'm here to say that it's fun to instruct in a skydiving way.
Hey.
Yes, here is the task, kid. I'm a white guy in the 80s with some big glasses.
Hey.
And I'm going to rap with with some affinity, and I'm gonna say we got no liability. Yes, yes, you know you're not scoring. This is what you get off with an 80s warning.
Broken glass everywhere. We're gonna instruct you like we just don't care. Oh shit, it's gonna be very, 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 like, it's gonna be so dangerous. So dangerous. I don't care, it's not. You're gonna fall down. You're gonna spin around. Gonna act like a clown.
Well, the tape took a big turn, but it has some lessons that I need to learn. Feeling okay, man, I'm feeling pretty great. So I take an hour drive up California State, and I'm
I don't
state.
Care. Not gonna be acting like a waif. But guess what? The shit is not safe. I just wanted to reiterate.
Oh, I thought I turned the video off. That's all right. Now I'm gonna go and scoff. I'm not feeling bad. I'm not feeling worried. I'm getting out there over there in a hurry. And surely, if it was too dangerous, then they wouldn't let us go and hang with this guy over here. Yeah, the one who is smiling with a kilt. Irish, that's his name. That's the name tag that he's got on his
plate. Oh, yeah, okay. Yes, I'm going to try this. It's me, your boy, on the track named Irish. Yes, you're never gonna push me, hurt me. I'm coming from the world of Guy Ritchie. I'm a gangster, a straight gangster. I'm Irish, so I'm using words like wankster. I moved over here, yes, I made that commute, cause I'm addicted to the feeling of the parachute. My name
is
Irish.
I'm an X-game person. Yo, I'm an X-game person. I'm an X-game person.
Hanging out with my man. We travel the country in this big-ass van. Yeah, we're gonna jump out like it's game over. I came all the way from England, from the place called Dover. Guess what? Guess what? You know I like the sound, cause we go to LA to skydive, cause we can do that shit year round. Yeah. Yeah, I do that shit mile high, cause you know it's just the lifestyle of these guys.
Well,
yeah.
When it comes to the letters, I prefer the 24th. I think that is X if my math is noise. Is that right? Cause it's X, Y, Z, and I'm pretty sure mathematically that it's 24, not 5 or 23. I'm only into X, the letter. There is nothing that is even better. I'm into X, the 24th letter, and skydiving? No, that's not for me. I'm just about the literal letter X. I'ma say it till there's nothing left.
So, here we are. We're kinda scared, but honestly, I'm feeling like we're very prepared. Alright, we all know what is happening. Thank you. I'm Matt, this is Mary, this is our friend Catherine.
Hi.
Get us up in there, passenger seat. Yeah, man, I'm just gonna get on your feet. That's what we need. Go and just join. Don't worry about it, it will be annoying. I know it's gonna fold you like an accordion. And when we jump out, put your feet like a scorpion. Yeah, and put your head back. I know that I'll be there, you know I got that. Yeah.
Guess what, Matt? I know it's not my profession, I got a confession. I know this is the shit you weren't hoping, but I've done this before, I did it above the ocean.
What?
It's not my first time.
So what are we doing here? Why in the hell are you making me voluntarily face this horrible fear? I thought this was a special trip for the next age in your life, and now I'm here feeling obligated to fucking go and risk my life. What
yeah,
are you
what
doing,
the
Catherine?
Fuck? Am I hearing? Please tell me I'm hearing this. You've already done this, so you're just here to witness my first experience. And
yes.
You know I'll get delirious. I know I'm gonna be scared. You know there's no way that I am just as prepared. That is a fucking fucked up thing to do. Oh, also, I guess happy birthday
I'm
to you.
I'm a skydiving voyeur.
Hey.
I'm a skydiving voyeur.
I just wanna see you
I'm
fall.
I'm a skydiving voyeur. I'm a skydiving voyeur.
Cause I get feelings from other people. It's like clairvoyancy. I like living through other people's experiences. Like, what is the word that I'm looking for? Oh shit, man, you edit before. Yes, yes, you know I tried this. You see, I like to live vicariously.
Vicariously, yeah, I don't give a fuck on the skydiving shit. I spend a couple of bucks, and if you're going first, then I'm in luck. I'm a skydiving cook. I like to see the air have its way with you. It gets me off sexually, that shit is true. Yes, yes, you know I'm not no Tom Sawyer, no paint events, just a fucking voyeur. Voyeur, voyeur, voyeur.
Oh, voyeur, voyeur, voyeur. Oh, voyeur, voyeur, voyeur.
All right, all right. Okay, here's the thing. I know that about three of us, I'm feeling worse. So if somebody has to go, then I want to go first. And that's the thing, as soon as they open the door, I want to be the first person with my feet on the floor. And not another person in this plane can go before me, because I'm gonna freak out if somebody does see. So I'm just gonna stay calm and wait till the height, and I think that everything's gonna turn out all right. What the... Wait.
Oh, where the... Why did that guy just...
Hey, it's okay, don't make a peeper. He won at 6,000 because that shit is fucking cheaper. And he can do it more per day. And yes, that's what I say is the Irish way.
Skydiving on a budget.
Hey, hey, hey.
Take my life and I say fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm skydiving with a budget. You know I'm looking at my life and I'm just saying fuck it.
Okay, my search is over. Xing out of that Google. I'm only doing things if I can do them fucking frugal. Yes, you know I'm jumping off of this glorified rocket, but I don't care as long as there is more money in my pocket.
Yeah,
oh my god,
I don't care. I'm in the sky, I'm pooping. But I got this shit cheaper. It was on Groupon.
Oh, Groupon.
Yeah, cause you know I'm about to dole out this fucking cheap ass money, then roll out.
If I could save some money, that would be fantastic. I don't have a parachute tradition, no, my one is plastic. It's just some bags, kid, all taped together. I do not even know if it'll survive all this weather.
Okay, you think you're frugal, that's bad, it's a hedge. I'm gonna skydive off a 2 feet ledge.
Hey,
I'm getting airtime, not a lot, kid. I don't care that I'm trying to save some fucking money, bitch.
I don't care, I don't care if it's a fallacy, not actually doing it, it's virtual reality. Yeah, I don't care, man, I'm about the guy. Don't care if it's a trip on my eye, I fucking did it.
Skydiving, it is frightening. So I'm just got a book that some other dude writing. Yeah, and that is way more cheaper. I get the whole experience, but way more deeper.
Alright, this is what we need to say right now. I'm needing everybody here to just jump on out, because I think that your whole thing has been complete, and we have reached an altitude of 15,000 feet. So what that means, alright boys and girls, just take your feet to the side and then slowly curl out of the door into the sky. We'd love to push you, but we can't take that.
Roll out! Roll out! Roll out! Roll out!
That's the safest way to exit while skydiving.
Okay, I'm done. I'm rolling out of the plane and this shit is not fun. I thought I would feel elevation, but I've just got a lot of anticipation and alienation.
If we had a radio, I'd zap it, but I'm trying to guide you. All you gotta do is tap it.
Tap it,
tap it, tap it, tap it. Man, we're scrolling. We're scrolling. Also, we're in the sky and we're rolling, rolling, rolling.
I don't mean to boast, sir. I'm never going on another roller coaster. I'm learning things about myself. Keep your skydiving trophy on an unattainable shelf.
It's cool, it's not whack. All you gotta do is roll your legs back.
Alright, alright, I'm warning, man. I'm just gonna try and do a G-force scorpion. Is this right?
Oh, there you go. And don't shrug. All you gotta do is just pull on that plug.
Hey. This is chill now. I'm no longer feeling this thrill now. I can see why I spent this dollar bill now. I'm feeling cute with this parachute. And to boot, I'm feeling really fucking chill now.
Oh, don't feel for clamp. Do you want to go right or left?
Oh, I think that I would go left, cause feeling chill in the air until there's nothing left.
We can get scary like some clowns. I could turn it left and right and also go upside down.
Whoa. Okay. Let's reverse the elevation. I can see my entire fucking nation. I'm chill.
Yeah, makes me so glad. We can see all the 909 and all those meth labs.
Oh.
You see over there inside? Don't mean to criticize, but yeah, that is Riverside.
Hey, Irish, this is getting less chill. That is not what I need in my fill, okay? I know this new thing, you're trying to try it. But please, you don't have to be a gross tour guide.
But listen, chill, be my fan. That is Hollywood and Michael Jackson's Neverland.
Oh boy, man, okay, that reference is scary. You should probably watch this HBO.
Hey, let's go check up on Mary.
Okay.
Mary, she is still inside, and she is kind of freaking out because she thinks that Matt
just
died. Yeah, man, she is so mad, don't know what happened. Meanwhile, I'm over here loving it because I'm Catherine.
No fear.
Catherine, I don't care where you from. I saw my boyfriend roll up, now I think he's fucking gone.
There's a good chance that he might be. Let me make that clear. Also, can I collect all of your tears?
I don't want to have a ghost boyfriend like Patrick Swayze, and I'm thinking that my best friend Catherine is crazy. Oh, shit. You're not making me feel better.
That's all right. We're doing it again in way worse weather.
Way worse weather.
Yeah, like during a storm.
Oh, shit. I feel forlorn.
Oh, man, you will perform, and it's gonna be great. Well, do you want to jump up next or do like on a date? We could do it at the same time.
Do it at the same time.
Yeah,
I think that would be swell. I think that would be fine.
Okay, both of you go. No failing then. It's me, your other tour guide with the nickname Australia. Yes, you never been me. I'm an X game type of guy, emigrated from Sydney.
Yes, and you go first. I do not want to crush you. The one they call Crusher.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
my name is Nikolai, but I am just up here, the guy up in the sky.
Yes.
Will take you back down to earth.
Yeah, he's on that.
Yes.
He's from Prussia. He came from back in time.
Yes. Can't you tell by my giant beaver hat and my musket gun? What you think of that?
Yeah, yeah, I will be a friend to ya. I'm the other dude, I am from Kenya.
Oh, Kenya, I think you came far. Aren't you the guy who invented Kilimanjaro?
Yes, I invented that, man. I sprung it out of a fountain. I made up a mountain. Yes, yes, I know how to do that. Why? Because my skin is fucking black.
Oh.
I'm from Africa. I'm from Africa. I'm the man. My ancestors came from Egypt and Sudan. I'm with my fan. It is so insane. I came up here because I like to skydive from that fucking plane.
And now we're all on the ground. Our skydiving adventure end. Would I do it again? That depends. The fear would be gone, and I'm kind of unsure. But what I know is that I've lost my fury, my fear. My fear is no longer clear. It's in the rear view mirror. It's over there, but I can't see. You're in my future like I was a seer. It is done. I'm gonna skydive one more time before my life is done.
Oh, yeah. Do you feel the adrenaline, the power? Guess what? This high is gonna last for
5 hours.
Yeah, that's why I go all the way, yeah, with my girl. That's why I travel the fucking world. I fucking do it all the time.
Next 5 hours, I can do anything. I feel great, I feel like a king. Yeah, I'm going out and climbing mountains, and I'm going diving, but only into fountains. Fucking Golden Gate Bridge and all of the sharks that are behind it. Yeah, I know that I just decided that I'm not the guy for this shit. yet. And I can't just admit, don't see the shit as a gift. So do not give me this stuff when my birthday comes up on the next list.
I'm in ya. Head, man, I'm like the host of Matt Newell. Guess what? You should propose to your girlfriend. Yeah, you are the man. Maybe, I don't know, it's the crazy fucking glands talking to me.
You are right, I hear you, and before that idea sours, I go and buy a ring and propose in the next 5 hours.
Yes, that is an idea that I'll keep. I'm gonna shout my love loud. Yes, it's not gonna be a peep. Yes, my love for Mary, it is really fucking steep, but oh my god, the 5 hours are over and now I have to sleep.
I'm Catherine. My other thing is I love watching people sleep. So
she's a sleepy voyeur.
I'm a sleep cook.
That was so cool.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
That was great. I'm no cuck.
I'm no fucking cuck.
That was so dope. I was just going to show you guys a picture of it, too.
Please.
Oh, yeah, please.
Here's the sky.
Send that to us, too.
I could. The cool thing is that they'll take a picture. Irish has a wrist camera on. Or a GoPro. Nice. So I have a video of it. Just me screaming the entire time.
Will you play that into the microphone?
Oh, I don't have the video on me.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I wish. But this, I'll show you the two.
Love it. So silly.
Is this, are we out of time here? Is this how this usually
works? No, it's all good.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's me jump. There's me just out of pure fear.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's definitely like a dude named Irish, for sure.
He's laughing at me the whole time.
Love it.
You can't even see his mouth, but you still know.
Yeah. And also, we didn't get helmets.
Why does he get helmets?
Yeah, it was like so hard to see. Oh, then there's the other one from a few years before, me jumping in.
Oh, the Golden Gates.
Oh, that's a body posture of like, this is a bad idea.
Like, so afraid.
Yeah, I would definitely, I feel like I would skydive. Even after hearing that description, but I still don't know if I would swim under the Golden Gate Bridge, even if for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. There was a bunch of people there, and her dad does it all. Like, he's like, we do this all the time. It's totally fine. I still, he could, it was so scary. And just uncomfortable.
Yeah. Her dad is white.
That's
what I noticed from that story.
He's pink.
Yeah.
is what I hear. And it is, he doesn't use a swimsuit either. He does a, they call it, pink suits.
Yeah.
Which means they just go and look like polar bear club.
Yeah,
style.
Yeah. Oh, nuts. Like some dungarees.
Yeah. That's some pink shit right there. That's some pink
that's
shit,
some
if
pink
I,
shit
if I've ever
if
heard
I've
of
ever
that.
Heard.
Yeah. You know, pink people be out there just. It's Chris
pink
Rock.
Pink people be drinking gelatinous foods as they're going cross country swimming.
Guys, I got my deaf comedy jam. Bit right there.
Oh, yeah, I think that's a solid opener.
Yeah. So is there anything that you wanna plug, Matt? Any additional content? You guys gotta check out Too Effing High.
Yeah, we've been on that podcast and it was so fun.
It was
so
fun. I was high out of my mind, obviously.
So high.
Yeah. But it's
I don't know how you guys can rap high or not high. I'm Devin Eyes. Yeah, I think that was the main thing. The Outside Dog every Tuesday at 10:30.
Yeah, it's a killer improv team. They do improv based on 1-star Yelp reviews.
Yeah. Yep.
It's such a killer show. If you live in LA, come check it out.
Yeah, I remember doing the show and we did like a set off of. I think somebody who had gone
like
to Thailand.
Yeah,
somebody
right.
went to Thailand.
Yeah. The show was so fun. Yeah.
It was like a really fun
that's so
show.
Cool. Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Word. Thanks so much for coming. That was such a great story.
Yeah, this was awesome. Yeah. Anytime you guys want me back.
Hell yeah.
You're always welcome. Now you are a friend of the show.
Oh, right.
Friend of the show.
We were friends before, but like now it's
but
definitely.
Like a friend of the show.
The show, yeah. Like individually, we've all been friends with you, but you and the show, like we haven't been able to get you in the same room.
I've been waiting for the show to befriend me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. accept their request and it'll be official. Guys, speaking of shows, you can subscribe to our podcast.
Very good.
Yeah, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, through Campfire Media. Check out at Dopetown 3000 on the social medias, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Follow that Twitter. There is so much great content on there. I don't know who's fucking running it. It's insane. It's just so many hip hop recommendations. If you're a hip hop head or just have a head on your shoulders, you should follow it. It's the most
Headless Horseman not allowed.
Yeah, yeah. The most underappreciated Twitter account on the internet. I'm saying it. So we also like to end each podcast episode with a wise saying from Greg Smith. Drop it on us. What do we always say in Dubtown?
As we say at the end of every Dubtown 3000 podcast, sometimes you got to spend more to go higher.
Yeah. Ooh, that's real. Like that's it. Real talk.
Mm-hmm. Real one.
Yeah, fuck that cheap dude that jumped out of.
I hope he died.
Yeah. Word.
Ended on that.
Ooh. Ooh. Goodness, that was a hot take. Dubtown, Dubtown, Dubtown. You're leaving Dubtown. Dubtown, Dubtown, Dubtown. You're leaving Dubtown. Dubtown, Dubtown, Dubtown.
I'm Joel Spence.
And I'm Deborah Tarika.
And we're co-hosts of This Particular Album Is Very, Very Important to Me.
This is the podcast where we ask people we love to pick an album that is very, very important to them. And here they share their memories.
Great and not so great.
And emotional connections.
Great and also not so great.
And we all get to listen to it through their ears.
Join us for season one with guests like Ty Burrell, Nicole Byer, Betsy Sodaro, John Ross Bowie, and more. Available at Campfire Media or wherever you get your podcasts.
Campfire.